This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, reaction to the Venezuelan operation from local political leaders is mixed. Pennsylvania's senators celebrated the move. Republican Senator Dave McCormick congratulated President Trump, his team, and the brave troops for what he called a flawlessly executed mission. And Democrat John Fetterman says he's grateful for how the military handled the orders in Venezuela with precision. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons is grateful no Americans were killed, but said the president lacks a clear plan for what comes next and risks creating instability in the region. And New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim said Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth blatantly lied to Congress when they told lawmakers this was not about regime change. The Trump administration says Maduro has been indicted on narco-terrorism charges, but former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Mick Mulroy says U.S. law would suggest otherwise.
Under U.S. law, of course, there was no authorization by Congress, which is called for when you do an act of war. And certainly attacking ground targets and capturing the president of a country could be considered an act of war. Under international law, they would look at the UN Charter, whether there was an imminent threat. Most people, I think, would say there wasn't a direct imminent threat, but I think the White House would disagree.
We spoke to ABC News contributor and former Homeland Security Undersecretary John Cohen, who says they're citing a memo from the first Bush administration.
Based on what we've heard thus far, the administration is invoking a 1989 Office of Legal Counsel at Department of Justice opinion, which allows it in unusual circumstances. But even though I'm saying that, I've just never seen it done.
But Cohen says no matter the legality, once Maduro is brought in front of a U.S. court, he no longer has a right to contest it. A number of Philly Venezuelan organizations will hold a prayer for the future of Venezuela today at noon at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. KYW's Nigel Thompson tells us that community leaders are cautious about what's next for their country.
Emilio Bitrago with Philadelphia's Casa de Venezuela said he panicked when he saw he had a missed call from his brother from around 1:30 in the morning, along with 50 or more other messages from friends and family in and out of Venezuela. Some of them were nearby the port that the U.S. struck in the country's capital of Caracas.
They actually heard and they saw the helicopters flying by. It seems like it took place very quick. It was no more than half hour, but it was massive. I mean, explosions.
Not long after, news broke that Maduro had been detained by U.S. forces along with his wife, and both were out of the country. At a press conference Saturday, President Donald Trump said the U.S. would take control of Venezuela until a peaceful transition of power could be organized. Bitrago is concerned about who will actually take control.
What is next? How is going to happen next? How this period of transition when the president mentioned that the Americans are going to take over is going to play out.
He's in favor of it being Edmundo Gonzalez, the man many Venezuelans believe they elected back in 2024 instead of Maduro. But Maduro seized control of the country anyway. Petrago's fear is that it will be Maduro's vice president, Delcy Rodriguez.
They're part of the same team. They're part of the same group of members, part of the Venezuelan regime.
In the meantime, he's calling for unity among Venezuelans in the U.S. as they hope for a return to democracy for their country. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.